ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
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 కల్పతరుర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖతమృతద్రావతం యుతం పిబాత భగవతం రసమలయం ముకుడకోరసికభువి వభుక్కః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంతో 11 chapter 15 entitled Description of Mystic Yoga Perfections, text number 19. మయాకాశాత్మని ప్రాణే మనసా ఘోషముద్వహన్ తత్రోపలబ్ధా
భూతానాం
హంసో వాచ శృణోత్యసౌ మయాకాశాత్మని ప్రాణే మనసా ఘోషముద్వహన్ తత్రోపలబ్ధా
భూతానాం
హంసో వాచ శృణోత్యసౌ మయాకాశాత్మని ప్రాణే మనసా ఘోషముద్వహన్ తత్రోపలబ్ధా
భూతానాం
హంసో వాచ శృణోత్యసౌ మయి ఇన్ మీ ఆకాశాత్మని ఇన్ ద పర్సనిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద స్కై ప్రాణి ఇన్ ద లైఫ్ ఎయిర్
మనసా
విత్ ద మైండ్
ఘోషం
ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ సౌండ్ ఉద్వహన్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటింగ్ ఆన్ తత్ర దేర్ ఇన్ ద స్కై ఉపలబ్ధ పర్సీవ్ భూతానం ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హంస ద ప్యూరిఫైడ్ లివింగ్
ఎంటిటీ
వాచ్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ స్పీకింగ్ శృణోతి హియర్స్ అసౌ హి. Translation. That purified living entity who fixes his mind on the extraordinary sound vibrations occurring within me as the personified sky and total life air is then able to perceive within the sky the speaking of all living entities. If you'd like to repeat, that purified living entity who fixes his mind
on the extraordinary sound vibrations
occurring within me
as
the personified sky
and total life air
is then able to perceive within the sky, the speaking of all living entities. Purport in disciplic succession by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who completed the 11th and 12th cantos of the Bhagavatam, headed by His Holiness Vidyananda Goswami Maharaj. A speech occurs by vibrating air within the sky. One who meditates on the Supreme Lord as the personified sky and air thereby acquires the ability to hear that which is vibrated at great distance. The word prana indicates that the Lord is the personified life air of the individual living entities and for the total aggregate of life forms. Ultimately, the pure devotees meditate on the supreme vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and are thus able to hear the speech originating from liberated living entities far beyond the material universe. Any living entity can hear such discussions by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other such literatures. One who has properly understood the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead finds all perfection, mystic and otherwise, in Krishna consciousness. Maya kashatmani pranne manasa gosham udvahan tatro palapta bhutanam hamso vacha shrinoti asau. That purified living entity who fixes his mind on the extraordinary sound vibrations occurring within me as the personified sky and total life air is then able to perceive within the sky the speaking of all living entities. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam paramanandamadhavam shri chaitanyamishwaram om makyanatimirandasya yananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. So this is a very esoteric verse, isn't it? Sounds very esoteric, hearing the speaking of all living entities. How can we hear the speaking of all living entities? We are minute jivas. In the purport, Hridayananda Goswami Maharaj and his team comment that actually this speech is the speech of the liberated souls, what we are able to hear. We are not able to hear the nonsense speeches found in the material world, meaning product of material illusion, because there is no need to hear such speech. It is actually unreal. The Srimad Bhagavatam, since the very beginning, rejects such level of material existence. Tenne brahma ridaya adi kavaye muyanti yatsuraya tejo vari mridam yatavini mayo yatratri sarva mrisha. The representations in the material world are unreal. This is how Srila Prabhupada translates the verse. We could say, okay, we do not say they are really unreal, they are temporary, but they are real in that they are the energy of the Lord. And that's a fact. This is how Vaishnava Acharyas have explained generally the condition of material nature, the nature of the material universe. Still, the Bhagavatam, since the very beginning, rejects the manifestations in the material world as illusory representations. These are the illusory representations, the shadow of their real existence found in the spiritual world. The real lila that is taking place among the Lord and His devotees in Goloka Vrindavan, in the Vaikuntha planets. So, therefore, the Vaishnava explanation of this verse, which could be, we could look at it from a yogic perspective, how a yogi becomes connected with the super soul, and then when he is connected with the super soul, he can see, he can perceive what's in the universe. Like, for example, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam how Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, he is actually in direct connection with the super soul, and therefore he can determine very quickly what is the destiny of the human beings, because he's able to detect what they have done during this life. So similarly, a realized yogi also can, because he has that connection with the super soul, he has access to anything within the universe. But because he is a yogi, he is not interested in what's going on in the illusory sphere of existence. He could tap into it and get information if the Lord has given him such mystic power. But it is interesting that in the purport it is mentioned, one who has properly understood the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead finds all perfection, mystic and otherwise, in Krishna consciousness. So, mystic perfection, like magic perfection, is not that impressive for a devotee. Therefore, the explanation is given that actually devotees are able to hear the transcendental song found in the spiritual world. And we hear many times, like Narottam Das Thakur sang, Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana. The holy name of Krishna has descended directly from Goloka Vrindavan. And we are receiving the holy name of Krishna in this cyclic succession. And this is actually as good as hearing directly the song of the spiritual world, the song of the gopis. We may not be able to have such a level of realization at this moment, but still it is equal. There is no difference. And this is the meaning of mercy. Mercy implies giving to someone that what is not deserved by the person. That's mercy. As opposed to justice, in justice we give to the person just what he or she deserves. But when applying mercy, it is giving to the person much more than he deserves. And it is the principle of the cyclic succession. It is the sampradaya. I'm not a Sanskritist, but I can sometimes think about the meaning of the words. I know little Sanskrit. Like we hear sampradaya, pradaya to give profusely actually. Namo Mahavadanjaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving profusely. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Prema. So the Sampradaya is distributing Krishna Prema to everyone. To anyone and to everyone. And this is what Vaishnava Acharyas, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, today we are celebrating his disappearance. He has not disappeared. Disappearance day can be painful if we think that the Acharya has gone. then it becomes difficult to bear with. But when we remember the instructions of the Acharya, then it's not painful. Like we find in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Ramananda Roy, the Lord asked Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest suffering in this world? And Ramananda Roy answered, separation of a devotee, this is the greatest suffering. Can you imagine, like here, we have wonderful sangha of devotees, the temple is becoming small, it's becoming like a tsunami, transcendental tsunami. So it is very auspicious to be in the association of devotees. But can you imagine being alone without the association of devotees? Just think of your life for a moment. What will be if you will be alone without association of devotees? What do you say? How it will be? Will be impossible to bear, will be impossible to tolerate. What will be the point of living? The only point of living will be to preach Krishna consciousness, to make other devotees, as Srila Prabhupada did, and then have association of devotees. This will be the only reason for living. Otherwise we will not want to live. What for? Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy says that it is the most painful situation, most difficult, is to be separated from the association of devotees. But the mercy of the Lord is so great that we can live with devotees in sound, in transcendental sound. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's father, said, he reasons ill, he wrote that actually. We find it in Srila Haridas Thakur Samadhi in Jagannath Puri, it's written there. He reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die. Because actually Vaishnavas, they are living in sound. Vaishnavas, they die to live. And while living, they spread the holy name of the Lord around. So this is the legacy given to us by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and by Srila Prabhupada. And it is our duty to perpetuate the legacy by giving it to others. And now this is the time for the book distribution marathon, which was extremely dear to both Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they started the marathon. The instruction to distribute books was coming from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, Srila Prabhupada, they greatly promoted book distribution. Book publishing and book distribution. I remember I read an academic article about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was written by a scholar. I don't know if he was a devotee or not. But in the article, he was explaining how Srila Bhaktivinoda used the press and many modern technology. Like, of course, at that time was very rudimentary compared to what we have now, but he was using the press and whatever resources were available at the time to communicate his transcendental message, his Krishna message of Krishna consciousness. And actually he was also a pioneer preaching in the West. And he trained his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, so that he will continue the legacy.
And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he trained his disciples, and particularly his divine grace Srila Prabhupada, to print books and to distribute. And therefore Prabhupada would say, where is the book? He said, there is that famous lecture in Los Angeles. He said, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, my Guru Maharaj, he said, asked me to print books. If you ever have money, print books. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that since I built this temple, big marble temple in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, our men are fighting for the commodity, for the rooms, for the facilities. Who will occupy the best room? Before they ruined everything, I will sell the marble and print books. And therefore, he asked Srila Prabhupada, if you ever have money, print books. Print books and distribute them all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada said, therefore I am always asking, where is the book? Where is book? So we should do the same. We should take books with... of course, many of you are going out full time during the marathon, but if many of you are working, you can take books with you, at least during December month. Then maybe you get accustomed to do it always. Take books, can be sponsor books, can be, that's up to each one how to do it. And then whenever you meet the people, you give a book. We were in Sydney, and one day Paranayaka Prabhu, the temple president, he asked me, will you go and see Sydney? And I said, I have a lot of work to do. Too much mail pending, 300 mails, whatever was there. So, but he said, no, you should come to Sydney, relax and go and see. So we had the previous day in Brisbane, the devotees did a marathon for the Gita Jayanti program, book distribution marathon, one day marathon. Navina Nirada Prabhu was there, and he did a presentation on book distribution, and we all went out to distribute. And Navina Nirada Prabhu emphasized this point, that everyone should carry some books. So finally I went to see some places, the opera hall, and I was very illiterate. I didn't know that existed. Sorry for my ignorance. I didn't know that opera hall existed. But I realized, Sydney is really great. So they took me even to this place, the tower, to see Sydney from, to try to become like a demigod and see what's happening down there. And then there was an exposition, by Krishna's arrangement, there was an exposition of, with many paintings, Krishna Lila paintings. And the Dalai Lama, he was coming for the Parliament of World Religions that is taking place now. I didn't meet the Dalai Lama, but I met someone who came to see him. So the Dalai Lama was in Sydney performing an initiation ceremony. And many people from different places came. So during we were looking at the Krishna Lila paintings, and there was one lady, she was a psychologist, Buddhist, from Perth. She had come all the way to see the Dalai Lama. And then she approached us and she asked, are you Buddhist? So I was carrying Prabhupada's books, and I gave her a book. Chant and be happy. And she appreciated it. She said, I have the record. So I said, okay, now you have also the book. You have the record, now you have also the book. And she was very appreciative. She said, I will read it.
And we met like two or three more people like that, just sightseeing. We were going in a relaxed mood. So you can do the same when you are working. You go to work, take books, and in a very relaxed way you can give to people. And of course, if there is time to go out directly and to meet people and present the books, that's much better. Or even get people to, like here you have a very, I heard you have a very, very big Indian community. Perhaps use the Gita Jayanti theme. This is the month of Gita Jayanti. So why keep it for one day? Extend it for, you can even say, okay, Bhagavad Gita, the battle of Kurukshetra lasted 18 days. So you can use your creativity to extend the duration of the Gita recitation. And then ask people to sponsor. I'm sure many of you may be doing that. I'm just brainstorming ideas in case you didn't consider doing them. And then take boxes. People can take one full box of Bhagavad Gita. Why not? And then they should give as a present for Christmas to their employees if they have a company or a business. Or they can distribute it to their friends. Or they can place them in hotels. There are hotels. Sometimes you go to a hotel. If it is in Europe, you find Bhagavad Gitas. Bhagavad Gitas. Bibles. There. Because people, the owners of the hotel are Christians. So sometimes, if they are Christians, they put a Bhagavad Gita. A Bible, sorry. So we should do the same with Bhagavad Gitas. People go and they are relaxed in the room sometimes, they have time. They come for a convention, sometimes they are tired. And then if they have the sacred book, they will read something. So in this way, in so many ways, we can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. We can sponsor them or distribute them personally. And this is the legacy given to us by Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And this is very much related to the topic of the verse. That purified living entity who fixes his mind on the extraordinary sound vibrations occurring within me as a personified sky and total life air is then able to perceive within the sky the speaking of all living entities. So this transcendental song can reach to all living entities through the Brihat Mrindanga, through the book distribution. Like we have Kirtan, Harinam, the festival program, is doing wonderfully. Like yesterday, the Brihat Mrindanga resounded in the Parliament of World Religions. And the program was so wonderful and so professional, so expert, that so expertly done by the devotees, that one of the organizers approached one of the organizers of the, what's the name of the Peru, he was playing Krishna, I believe, in the drama. What's his name? Gaura Hari Prabhu. He was approached and they offered 3-4 minutes for the closing session of the parliament. And this is big, this is a huge hall where thousands of people can participate. So this is the Brihat Mrindanga. And this will be heard probably around the world. This is one way of playing the big Mrindanga in modern days, the Harinam Mrindanga, through festivals. But this book distribution can be even more powerful. In that, the book can go all over the world. Like here, many people come to Australia from all over the world. You give them a book
And then the Srila Prabhupada's words, coming, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana, from the spiritual world, can be heard in the other side of the world, in very remote places. Maybe in Africa, sometimes people from Nigeria come, like, you know, for the Parliament of All Religions, and it can, then they take the book and the message can be spreading to the culture, people of that, of the country, people who speak English, the main language in the world. I remember also, I was born in Spain. Cuba, you know, Cuba is a country where religious preaching is very much restricted. So before devotees went to Cuba, the books were there. Spanish books can't reach. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And we know Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also, of course, because of Srila Prabhupada, but also because of the books. We can still associate with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta by reading what he wrote. Like, for example, Brahma Samhita, published by the BBT. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's purpose. And we can associate with him. We can read about him in Srila Prabhupada, Lilamrita. So through the books, we associate with the transcendental souls who are bringing the message of the spiritual world. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you like to ask questions or make any comments. Because today we are fasting half a day for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and Aniruddha Prabhu told me we could go a little longer, so it's fine in terms of time. Prabhu?
Do you think that the book is still as effective in these times when you start from media?
Can you please speak a bit louder, because I am physically deaf a little bit.
The books, you think they're still as effective in this era where the electronic media has taken over the people's minds as they were before, or should now this message be put out into the electronic media as well?
We should have both. We should have electronic books and also hard copies. Both.
I was thinking more like the games that all these people play on computers now. It could be a game of going home to God in as well.
Yeah. Yes, we should. Srila Prabhupada said that we should tax our brains to find novel ways of preaching Krishna consciousness. So yes, we should expand it into more ways. There is no limitation. Any other questions, comments?
I would. You're very right, Maharaj. 36 years back, 4 December 1973, one devotee gave me Bhagavad Gita, and that's how I came to know about ISKCON. Otherwise, I would have never known ISKCON.
Excellent. That's
only by the book. Very mercy.
Yes, and actually, the books, because many times in computer, it is not the same. Like, to take, if you want to relax and to read with quality attention, okay, some people do it with computer, but you don't. Computer, you do, you work and you go here and there. But okay, sometimes it's true, I do read sometimes with computer, but it's much, feels much better when you have the book, like, isn't it? Going to the traditional ways. It's like more solid pictures and so on.
You can read anytime. You can open and read anytime.
So we should make the Srila Prabhupada's books available through the net, but also distribute the hard copies.
and the full Bhagavatam sets. Like we should target, our vision will be one set of Srimad Bhagavatam in every Australian home. Think like that. This is how Srila Prabhupada was thinking. We should think big. We should go for the rhinoceros. Prabhupada will give this analogy. If you go to hunt, of course we don't hunt, we are Ahimsa people. But if you go to hunt, then you go to hunt a rhinoceros. Then if you don't make it, people will say, okay, it's fine. It was anyway, who is able to capture a rhinoceros? It's not that easy. They run very fast, they are very strong, very difficult. You have to really shoot. I'm not expert, but I think you have to shoot very precisely, and they have very hard skin and so on. So, and then if we make it, then, wow, that will be excellent. Incredible. So we should go, this should be our goal. One Srimad, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam said, in every house, in every Australian house, what do we need to do? Because book distribution, there are many aspects of book distribution. It's, of course, going out, that's like going to war, but also we should use our brains to penetrate the influential circles of societies and also create like these beautiful festivals, spiritual carnivals. These are very powerful programs to transform the attention of people towards Krishna consciousness. They don't know us, they don't appreciate what we do, but when they participate in such a festival, they want to know more about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada talked about a cultural revolution for the respiritualization of human society. So through, we should make like a cloth. A cloth has different, the threads are going in different directions. We have book distribution, we have beautiful festivals, and then we have interacting with influential people, like now in the parliament of all religions, religious leaders, so that people want to know about Krishna. So that Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam become so popular that everyone wants to know. Not just the Indian population, but also the Australians. And it is a duty, many of the devotees here, you are coming from Indian background. Please forgive me if I'm just a visitor here, but my duty is to speak strong. So I speak strong. Please don't mind. So you are from Indian background, and the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Jammayar Jamma Sartaka Kori Kara Para Upakar. Everyone born in Bharat or coming from Bharat, from a family with Bharat roots, has the duty to perform welfare activities and spread Krishna consciousness. And we should see how to attract the natives, even the aborigines. Like here in the Parliament of World Religions, respect is offered to the aboriginal community. Even if it sounds ironical, because in the past, the invaders were killing the aborigines. So it sounds kind of ironical. But no, it's good that they are offering respect to, they are honoring the ancestors who were populating the land by the will of the Lord. And our duty is to bring Krishna consciousness also to the aboriginal people. And especially through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. They may not change their ways, their culture, complete all all together, but they may be able to join and chant Hare Krishna and read transcendental teachings. Even if they don't fully embrace the ways of expressing the culture, as culture people of India do. Any other comments or questions? Please don't be shy, you can ask.
Why are receiving books in India and in Soviet Japan? Because in India when you are receiving, people know about Krishna or Bhagavad Gita, so you can start from there. It is very convenient to understand. But here, like, they don't know about Krishna, they don't know about Bhagavad Gita. So you just show them and they will say, like, is it a Bible? And like, yeah, they don't want Bible. Mm-hmm. So like, how can you approach here? Like, you can say like it's a book on, the devotees told me to say like it's a book on yoga and meditation. So these two words, again, like, we are not interested in yoga. So like, how we can approach that?
One way is, like, for devotees from Indian background, what they have observed by talking to devotees, like even sometimes very expert businessmen, like in Brisbane, I went out with Sakya Rai Prabhu. He's very expert businessman. Yeah, he's expert businessman. We went together. But what's the he is not accustomed to approach people one to one and to present the books. So in the beginning he was a bit, okay, how do we do this? This is new. So, but then after, once he started, he was like, I mean, speaking, talking to people very fluently. So what they have observed is that sometimes it's difficult to connect with the for people from Indian background to fully connect with people from, say, here, Australian background, to preach. Because we think, oh, they are from another culture, and it's difficult to convince them, or they may even reject because, oh, you want to make me a Hindu. And then we don't want also to appear, I don't know exactly the psychology, you know better than me, but maybe you don't want to appear pushy, you are here, you want to do things in a nice way. So, anyway, the point is that we should find ways, devotees who are preachers from Indian background and who are successful, they should teach others, like maybe organize workshops, little workshops to show how to do. Sometimes we don't do it because we don't know how to do. When we know how to do, then we feel comfortable and then we can do it. It is like sometimes approaching people for preaching, it is like public speaking. When you speak in public, sometimes there is certain, like for example in myself, even if I don't seem like, sometimes I am a shy person. And but sometimes I feel like that, and so. But if you know how to do it, then you do it. You feel more comfort, more confident. So for book distribution is the same. We need to learn how to approach the people, and that it's important to find the ways, and the most effective ways. Find them, and expand them. Like. Also use creativity. If we can distribute 1,000 books, why should we have it distributing 10? Meaning, if we can find a way to create an impact in society that everyone will want to buy Bhagavad Gita, that will be the ideal. Of course, even if we distribute one magazine, even if we go out the whole day and we are able to distribute only one magazine Or even if that they wouldn't distribute anything, that's already a success. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur will tell his disciples, his Brahmachari disciples in Mayapur, they will cross the Ganges River and will go to the mother town of Navadvip to distribute the Gaudiya magazine he was publishing. And they will come, sometimes they will have distributed a very few magazines. Few. 4, 5, 6. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta will say, very lovingly he will tell them, "Oh, you are so nice." He was very pleased with them. Because they went, they sacrificed, they extended themselves to reach out to people. Did I answer your question? It was a little bit... The main thing is to get together with more experienced devotees and to learn from them. And if it is a new field that we don't know, okay, how we, devotees from Indian background, I don't mean to ignore those who are not from Indian background, but I'm just talking in terms of numbers. Those of you who are not from Indian background, you know how to approach the locals and so on. More, I think, I will say, to make them into devotees. But the idea is that we should, if it is a new area, then we should seek how to explore it, how to open ways. Like the first Christmas marathon, started in a spontaneous way. Devotees went out, they were very enthusiastic, and they discovered that by doing a marathon, they could distribute so many books, staying up until late and approaching people in the supermarkets. The first book distributor, I think his name was Keshava Prabhu, he realized, he distributed 2 Krishna books when they were filling a gas petrol for the car in a gas station. And he offered to the, instead of paying with money, he said, "We have these books, just show to him. And the person, if you like to have one, you can charge a little less for the petrol." And the man said, "Sure," he took one. And then they saw, "Oh, people like the books. Let's go out and distribute." So there may be other ways also we can explore how to do it. Prabhu?
Oh, that's why I was suggesting the interactive game before, because if you introduce it to children, if the children are aware of it, then the adults become aware of it also.
Hmm.
What the children want, the adults will have to get it. And so if you introduce it to the kids early, they already know about it.
Yes. Yes, now they are doing this film, Krishna, have you seen it? I have seen only that. It is not yet fully publicized, but I saw it in YouTube. And it's very animated with all the Krishna lilas killing demons. Very well done. So this may popularize. It's actually a very good initiative. I don't know who is behind, but the initiative is excellent.
Or even a film like that monkey series that was on ages ago out in the woods. They had a series there where they ran something like that. That was aimed at the children, and they got to know all about the Buddhist philosophy by watching that show, Monkey.
Mm.
So it could be a Christian show as well.
Yeah. Any other questions?
My realization was that if you need 2 things, your own endeavor and also the Lord's mercy. So, I mean, this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. So, before preaching, I just pray to Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya, and it works out alright.
Excellent, yeah. Yes, even there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most difficult things become very easy. And if we forget Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most easiest things become very difficult. So So we should remember Lord Chaitanya. When it is difficult, just think of Lord Chaitanya and then we can do it. And of course, as Mataji said, also our own endeavor should be there. At least we should extend ourselves, sacrifice something. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta sacrificed, as Srila Prabhupada sacrificed, we should do our little share also. Whatever that is, we should do our share. Thank you very much. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.